Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a dog pill trick, a lady defecator, and Josh's bike basket. We'll hear all about that coming up right after this.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Yes, if I could just have a few minutes of your time, I'd like to speak with you today about the joys of water sports. Is this Bob and or Tom?
This is Bob. Yeah,
Tom, perhaps you already own a boat. However, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to upgrade your boat.
Shut up, Ryan. I read the script I wrote. Upgrade both. I want him to buy one.
I've almost got him, Donnie. Okay. The badass wave buster, beast on the water.
And tell Chick he looks thinner and he'll buy it.
Get a free tube if you're not a lard queen or like pork.
I ain't even gave my pager number, man.
Donnie, all right, I'm not going to do this anymore, Donnie.
Get back to work, Randy. You screwed it up anyway.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh Arnold, sidekick chair.
Hello there.
Jessica Alsman joins us.
Howdy.
There's Ace Cosby manning the track phone hotline hot phone. He killed it today with a Omaha Steaks joke of the day.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. There's Willie Griswold.
Joke snuck up on me, my goodness.
No, I'm Chick McGee with an email, and here's Tom.
Oh, well, let's get right to your email.
Dear radio show.
Are you sure this is for us?
I heard Chick having trouble giving his Australian Shepherd an antibiotic, a pill.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Beth in Michigan. She says, shove the pill into a strawberry, blackberry, or chunk of banana. Put the fruit with other fruit in a bowl and cover it all with a little yogurt.
Hmm. What?
And the dog will eat the whole thing.
What, a banana split day? What is
she
it?
She says it's the only thing that worked for our 7-year-old big sweetie Oshi Pooper McWoofles.
Oh. Oh. Oshi Pooper McWoofles. Oh.
That's right. He's the bestest puppet in the world.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes, that's a pronounced Oshi, Beth in Michigan.
Okay, thank you very much.
There you go.
Some good news there.
Bring you some pill pockets.
Coming up, of course, it'll be a sexy time with Allie Breen. We're trying to help you with your love life. But right now, we turn to Christy Lee. Dateline Wichita, is that correct?
Authorities in Kansas have identified a woman they describe as a pooper trader.
Pooper trader.
The suspect accused
instead of a perpetrator? I see.
Pooper trader. Now I get it.
This is from the police. That's what they're saying.
Okay. The woman is accused of defecating in a beauty supply store.
Is that wrong?
According
no one
to the
told
Wichita
me I couldn't
police.
Do that. I'm a little fuzzy.
Put a sign up.
Yeah, there's no sign.
Put a sign up.
No, you'll do it.
The woman entered the store May 10th, evacuated her bowels in the middle of an aisle.
Yeah, she did.
Aisle 2.
Police said...
this is important. Can we get the details?
Police said the defecation was significant enough that 8 wigs were destroyed as a result.
Now, see, this is where I have questions.
Were the wigs laying on the floor?
I think they were used for the wiping.
Did she... I never thought of that.
The incident was captured.
I thought she was spraying like a hippo.
Oh, wow.
The incident was captured on video surveillance, but for the good of all of you, we are not posting the footage of the offending fecal assault, according to authorities.
Footage of it.
Yeah. What'd I say? Footage?
I'm just saying they have footage of it.
Yeah, they do have footage. What? Police said the store intends to pursue criminal charges. So what? Maybe she did spray. I don't know.
What? Why would you do that? What's going on?
Maybe she had an issue.
They didn't accept her coupon, probably.
Oh, you would.
Expired coupon.
All scorched earth Allsman.
It says beauty supply, not booty supply.
Tom, what would you do?
He didn't even hear you, thank God.
No, he heard you.
Not even booty supply.
No, yeah. What? You're there. You're there and you see this lady. Dumping it there, right there,
and out the back door.
What do you do? Do you laugh?
No, you're run the other way. You know, I'm just saying, ma'am. I know that sometimes they don't have great customer service here, but for God's sake,
she's got Crohn's disease.
No, this is obviously some kind of revenge thing.
All right.
By the way, I'm looking at the store. There's a big wig sale today.
Oh,
you think she used them to wipe?
What would you use?
There's going to be hell to pay.
It's like the old joke.
Wait a minute.
Bear looks at the rabbit.
What'd you say?
Very good, Pat.
No, no, it wasn't very good.
There's gonna be what?
At the wig store, there's going to be hell to pay.
To pay.
Oh.
I killed me.
From the vault.
I tried to watch that show you've been talking about for a week.
What?
That Mike Myers thing on Netflix yesterday.
Well, arguably.
Episode one, I got to the Sasquatch and I go.
Bigfoot.
Done.
No, did you see Bigfoot walking around the Pentaveret?
Yeah, but he's. I said, I'm done. I got to watch
Bigfoot something else. Craps in the hallway. You'd love this show.
You'd love it, Tom.
You'd love it. And the announcer says.
He stands to do it, which I was shocked about.
Well, he's Bigfoot. He doesn't have a toilet facility in the woods.
Crouch? And then you hear over the speaker, Bigfoot, clean up corner of aisle four.
What's the show called again?
The Pentaveret.
Okay. Mike Myers, I've got to check it out. It sounds very.
It's good, really but. Uneven.
It's
really. Real uneven.
Okay.
Well, however, our buddy Maria Menounos is all over it.
She is.
Kind of the announcer for. Hi, welcome to morning number four at the Pentaveret.
Yeah, she's like their host.
Yeah.
Good. Well,
TV host.
She's on TV. See, and they wake up to her.
Cliffhanging convenience store offers snacks and water to those climbing a sheer mountain face in China.
You have to see this. This thing is way off the ground. It's like a little tiny shed.
Wow. The world's most inconvenient convenience store. It's actually a tiny wooden shed sitting 393 feet off the ground on the side of a mountain in the Shenzhouha National Geological Park.
You can pretty much charge anything you want.
Yeah. Just like its clientele, the store's staff have to climb up the mountain face to get to work each day, though some employees find it cumbersome to climb down to use the bathroom.
They don't.
Mud Falcon.
Yeah. Do all their products say made in America?
In China? Yeah.
That'd be kind of a...
No, they don't. You see, it's a real problem.
Yeah,
actually,
because there's... I know there's hell to pay, though, if you go there.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
Oh, man, that was
according
good.
To the Chinese state media outlet CCTV.
What was it?
CCTV, the Chinese state media outlet.
Trustworthy.
Yeah. The store stocks drinks and snacks, including potato chips, which climbers can purchase on their way up the mountain.
And you know there's some weird, I'm sorry, it's a weird, like, squid chips or something.
Yeah.
I know for sure.
An employee told the outlet, quote, the store doesn't make much money, but the tourists are very grateful for it, so we all feel like our jobs are very meaningful.
And, again, it's incredibly inconvenient. It is a shed hanging off a sheer rock cliff.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sorry, how does it hang there? I mean,
they've got some sort of struts underneath it, and it's way up high. It's terrifying.
They have earthquakes over there, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't be very safe, but they should sell parachutes.
Diapers.
But they do charge less for a bottle of water than they do at that golf tournament you mentioned earlier this morning.
$8, I think.
Tells you how much.
$6. $6.
Okay. How do they get the supplies up? Is there some sort of dumbwaiter?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Josh, take a look at that.
It's just that they might on a rope.
Wow.
Hi, I'm the dumbwaiter. I got your supplies. Hey, you guys order some?
I'm surprised there are that many people climbing up that mountain.
Yeah,
it must be a huge touristy.
If you scroll up, you'll see the Starbucks right there.
Oh, sure, yeah.
It's amazing.
they have a restaurant up on Everest on the peak.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Way up top?
Way up top,
How's the food?
Really great food, but there's no atmosphere.
Hey!
Dave, because
That's two. You've got the toupee and the no atmosphere.
Okay. I didn't say the toupee!
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Christy, back to you.
MasterCard is launching new technology that will allow customers, even if you're climbing up a mountain apparently, to pay with just your face or your hand at checkout.
I don't like it.
According to CNBC, the company released a program for retailers that offers biometric payment methods, including facial recognition and fingerprint scanning.
You ever paid for anything with your hand, Christy? Like a dinner or something? Called obligated?
You know, I had the lobster. It's understood.
I had the lobster in both hands.
The guy looks at you and goes, well, at least a hand. Waistband over the handy.
Users first take a picture of their face or scan their fingerprint to register with an app before linking their biometric data with their credit card. They are then able to authenticate payments by showing their face or the palm of their hand instead of swiping your card. MasterCard said it plans to roll out the program globally later this year.
What if you're a twin?
This is...
God.
Your fingerprints would still be different, right? Your palm print?
But your face. I mean, isn't you said it's face recognition.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I don't know, Tom. I'm not a twin.
This here's something politically incorrect. Are they going to be able to continue calling it MasterCard? And you can't say master bedroom anymore. I found that out.
He said, desperately trying to change the topic.
Well, has other definitions. So.
Oh, I know. I'm perfectly...
Right, right. So hopefully, but...
I'm just saying, the way things are going, MasterCard is going to have to become... what do they call the master bedroom now, Christy?
The main bedroom.
In real estate.
It's gotten ridiculous, I know. When I was home main baiting yesterday, I was trying to... I was like, this is just getting ridiculous.
That is so silly. You're policing yourself for that joke.
Have you ever used Apple Pay, Tom, with your phone? Where you just hold your
too
phone.
Too convenient.
You just hold your phone.
You forget you're spending money.
you click, it takes your picture, and then you just hold your phone down near the reader and blink.
And
you're out.
In a lot of places,
how much easier can it get?
You can use that to get on the train or on the bus. It's great. It's so convenient.
Yeah. I mean, they've been talking about this, but won't it be a thing? We just have a chip in us? And we just wave our hand in front of a deal?
Probably.
Honestly, I feel better about a chip than I do with my fingerprint or facial recognition tag.
Yeah, until you're mugged and somebody cuts it out of your wrist.
No, but don't we have chips already? You know, whoever got vaccinated.
Oh, you're right.
I always thought that
your fingerprints would be the same on, like, for these two fingers, but they're not because my new computer, it only takes one finger.
Yeah.
Which finger do you use? Not that one. It's too slippery.
It's too slippery.
Oh, my goodness.
What's he been doing all day?
Chick, you ever with the fingerprint on your phone, you're with your buddy, you want to change the song in the car.
Sure.
Hey, what's your password? You get the password, and then you go in the phone, and you put your fingerprint in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're drunk a few weeks later, and you go, give me your phone, and you go, ha! I'm in. I got your fingerprint now. It was so fun.
You must do that when you're driving with Josh this weekend.
Oh, I shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, you've got to.
That would have gone over.
You think I would have enjoyed that?
So, this is like the kind of technology that was on Mission Impossible 5 years ago, whatever, 10 years ago. But now it's real.
Oh, you mean the movie? Yeah.
He must.
Not the TV show.
Yeah, the movie, of course. But I mean... the TV show's 50 years old. So.
Well, yeah, I know, but it doesn't.
It is. We're talking to you.
You're just chomping at the bit for Dobie Gillis to come out any minute. So
it's
going to
be tough since the actor who owned that role is no longer with us, and obviously no one could ever recreate that.
Oh no.
Anyway,
you mean why would anybody?
Yeah, so we'll see. But I'll be curious to see how far this goes. Are you comfortable with any of this, Josh? You wouldn't want a chip.
Here's the thing.
No, I don't like any of that.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter. Everything you've ever worried about is too late. They've done it. It's over.
But I don't have to help them.
It's over. We lost. They have everything they need. It's done.
So just hide in your compound and just...
They've got your fingerprints. They've got your DNA. They've got everything.
Yeah.
Good luck. It's over.
Josh,
but I don't have a problem with that, Apple. Not at all. Thank you.
Okay. Josh, where do you suppose they got your DNA?
Oh, boy. I must have left a T-shirt somewhere. Ceiling, says Christy.
Ceiling.
Must have been 4 or 5 days.
That's a quality in.
You really can't tell when it's just really going to get out of there in a hurry, do you?
Sometimes you're disappointed.
Yeah, you don't.
It's been 4 days and that was it. And sometimes you're like, it's only been one day and I can't believe the volume.
Wow. You got to go 4 days and you got to drink like a bunch of water.
Every now and then it's like, pew, but then it's like a...
You know, Brian, am I right on this?
Oh, you're right.
Who's with me?
Sure, you're chicken. That's perfectly normal. Quick, Christy, do something else. One more tip on how to give a dog a pill.
Yeah.
If you're trying to give your dog some medication and he or she won't take it, this is actually a pretty good one.
All right.
When you're at the table eating dinner, take some food and stuff the pill in it, then accidentally knock it off the table.
Okay.
So your dog's going, I'm going to get it before they get it back. Yeah. So that's what dogs do. They're standing guard, and your dog, you'll grab it without hesitation.
Maybe try a knick-knack paddywhack.
Another good...
Give a dog a bone?
Another good suggestion. Yeah.
Well, this old man won't
okay,
talk
now,
about that.
We have to get back to the news list, but first, you have a question for Pat?
Pat and I were talking, but there's a talk of a lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, we've got a big lunch.
Oh,
for,
really?
Yeah, pal's lunch.
It's close to where we live. Josh is going to take it.
I think Josh already invited you, didn't he?
Yes, I did. She summarily dismissed the whole
idea. I have an 11 o'clock. What time are you going?
11 o'clock.
Yeah, see, I can't go.
That's why we're doing it at 11. So the
everybody's invited.
And it's close. The restaurant is close to my house.
I haven't heard it.
I will ride my bike there.
And I said, do you have a basket on that bike for your doggy bags?
That was the question you wanted to ask me.
Doggy bags?
Bags. Wow. Multiple. Because I walk around the restaurant before I leave and ask everyone there, are you going to finish that? I'll take that home if you don't want it. May I eat that?
Doggy bags.
Sir, that's my purse. May I eat that?
Hey, don't waste that. You know, but there's something more hurtful about it when it's not Tom doing it. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
True.
But,
are you going to the wing place? I like that place.
What? Get over it. You're not going. You can't
cancel your whatever.
I've got to save animals. Or
hang on. Hang on. Watch this. Tom, you want to join us for lunch tomorrow?
I'm not available.
There we go.
I'm going to take my dog to physical therapy.
Would your credit card like to join us for lunch tomorrow?
Hey, Josh, I'll be there.
Hey, there you go. I don't care which Griswold comes and pays. I just want a Griswold to come. Hey, guys, this email starts, I think that golf groupies...
Yes?
Should be called putter sluts.
Putter sluts.
Oh, geez.
Because bowling is gutter sluts, right?
Gutter, is it? I don't know.
Wasn't it?
I don't know.
We were trying to find out what golf groupies, if there was a specific name for
putter
them.
Putter sluts isn't bad.
No, it's not.
Ultimate, what kind of athlete is your favorite? Who would you potentially be a groupie for? What group of dudes?
Maybe a basketball player or a quarterback.
Oh, okay.
You're more of a sci-fi movie groupie, right?
Sure, but, well, I guess a chess player then, I don't know, like a nerd athlete, I don't know.
Are there nerd groupies?
Of course there are.
I think there's a whole cosplay community of that.
Yeah,
like basically
absolutely.
Those Comic-Cons are.
The horniest people out there.
Now, here's a suggestion, calling golf groupies Rough Riders.
All right,
T-E-E, Teabaggers.
Amazing.
Rough Riders is pretty good, I mean, in terms of...
But I don't know.
I'm in the rough.
I'm not sure if there's a common parlance, if you will.
I call her a slice because I play her where she lays.
Oh, what about shaft handlers? Isn't that what I had? What did I have? Shaft handler? What
shaft something.
Shaft sucker? What was it?
No, it was not shaft sucker.
Are you sure? I think it might have been.
Subtle.
Are you sure?
Aren't furries really like nerd groupies?
No, that's a very specific sort of fetish.
That's another, that's a whole other thing.
Could you see yourself becoming a furry, Josh, at any point?
No, I mean, I've been in the costumes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But it never interested me.
How did you hang onto the tail? Was that like a cheek tug? I mean,
Tom, you know we've had
this
discussion.
You know that's how they do it.
There's horseplay. And that's
right.
How
you tug, but not too hard.
There's a knob on one end.
Uh-huh.
You shove it up and it just sticks.
And then you have a tail.
And actually, when you pull it out, it goes...
they have a
nice time.
Take a cleaning kit and a...
Sure, you got to take care of your
man bag.
Good workman take care of his tools.
Some pipe cleaners.
Yeah.
Did you see that story about the new? It's kind of like a wearable condom for women. Did you see this?
Oh yeah.
Did you see it, Pat?
I did.
It's like underwear, but it's so thin that you can.
Yeah,
can
do things. That's never going to work
safely.
It's not what?
It's not going to work. That's not going to catch on.
What do you mean?
FDA approved, my friend.
Is it like a gauzy fabric?
No,
that
it's
goes
like
over
it's almost like wearing like a condom.
It's like underwear.
Like a lady wearing a condom.
It's like a reverse
underwear.
So it goes in, right?
No, you wear it like underwear, and
but
you
weird.
Leave it
it's
on.
Like underwear with a with like a you know
a tube.
No,
no
it's
tube.
It's for the oral? Edible part of this.
The edible. Oh, okay.
I see.
Oh, oral.
Yeah, that's what every woman wants.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So that you don't...
A bandage over it.
It's, so like, you're, it's like you're eating Gallagher.
What? I'm trying to understand what that'd be, Gallagher's audience.
See, Gallagher's got a... Everyone's got Visqueen in the front row.
It's supposed to be...
That was not especially elegant or really clear.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.